Okay, this week's parsha. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron le'emor. Ish al diglo ba'osos leveis avosam yachanu b'nei Yisrael v'neged saviv lo moed yachanu. So we know that the different tribes were saviv lo moed, and each one had, and there was a degel for the right. So there's a fascinating word in the Oyev Yisrael, from the Apterav, from the Medrash Pliya. Okay, so take a look on page 8. Bir al Medrash Pliya, b'pasuk ish al diglo, b'osos leveis avosam. Al tikre b'osos, ele b'osios. Al tikra ba'osos ela ba'osios. Lefichach amar bilam ma'ekov lo kabo kel.
No,
on the thing.
Here, I'll send it to you. On the same
one. Al tikra ba'osos ela ba'osios. And therefore, Bilam says ma'ekov lo kabo kel. So what does that mean? What is the Medrash saying? Al tikra ba'osos el ba'osios, and therefore Bilam says, so he says a fascinating pshat.
Where's the
Medrash,
please?
What? Okay, page 9. Ye amru Rabbi Sein Azal, b'shas matan Torah, ro Yisrael, Umachmas the Golem shall Malchah Shores in the Savu Yisrael the Golem. Because apparently the Malachim had the Golem, which we call flags, and Klal Yisrael wanted the Golem as well. Mishas Matan Torah, they saw the Malachim with the Golem, Klal Yisrael wanted it as well. So the way it was, Yinei the Golem, Hayu Degel Machane Reuven Yehuda Vefraim Dan, they were divided into different groups. Every degel was three tribes, right? And the degel was, as in the footnote here, right? And the degel was called, or one of the three represented the three. So you had degel, Machane, Reuven, Yehuda, Ephraim, Dan, because these were the ones that represented their Reuven, Shimon, Levi, you know, and Dan of Taligon Osh, you know, etc. So Reuven, Yehuda, Ephraim, Dan were the representatives of each of their groups. Okay, whatever that means. Adir, Ephraim, Dan, Yehuda, Reuven. Adir, Adirenu. Isa b'sefer asar mamaros. So the Ramam Mipanu, and the Sefer HaSamarara says, Shalma b'gedgolim hayaksuvim osios me'ovos hakadoshim. He says in the Degolim, they were writing the ovos hakadoshim, Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov. So what does it mean? The Hainu, Haldadar, B'degel HaRishon, the four degolim, right? So the first degel was what? Had an aleph there from Avraham. The first degel. And then they had the first aleph from Avraham, the yud of Yitzchak, the yud of Yaakov. That was the first degel. That was the first os of every of the ovos. The aleph of Avraham, the yud of Yitzchak, and the yud of Yaakov. That was on the first degel. The second degel was the second, Beis of Avraham, the Tzadi of Yitzchak, and the Ayin of Yaakov. The third Degel, the Reish of Avraham, the Ches of Yitzchak, and the Kuf of Yaakov. So now is the fourth Degel. So where should it be, the fourth Degel? Right. The Hey of Avraham. And the, right? But no. Says the Medrash, the Ramam Mipanu quotes, Nishar ha-hei me-Avram, Haisa parachas ba'avir, v'chofefes al Yisrael, that the hay was not used on the dagel. Dagel Revi was the mem of Avram, the kuf of Yitzchak, and the you see all the others. Yitzchak Yaakov only have four letters. Avram has five. So it really should have been what? The hay of Avram. But no, they used the mem of Avram, they skipped the hay, and they used the kuf of Yitzchak and the kuf of Yaakov. So what's going to be with the hay of Avraham? Haysa parachas ba'avir, u'mechofefes al Yisrael. That was, the hay of Avraham was hovering above everybody and protecting. That's why, you should know, they say that some communities, they put a hay on the door as a protection. Hay lechem zera. You know, as a protection. The os hay. Because you see, that's what they did here. That the hay was the protection above. And they skipped the hay of Avraham and they didn't put it on the degel. They went to the men. And then he says a beautiful word here. The kill. What is killer? Shomo yishlot aleim shum rav v'kilos bila marasha. Al der hakosuf hey lochem zera. V'shabina hey mizbarchim Yisrael mizrabim bebanim bezera shal kayama from the hay. Uvechol hashemas imahus hakdoshim nimtza hahei. Sara is the hay. Rivka is the hay. Leah is the hay. What about Rachel? Rachel lo limtza os hay. So Alkein Amar Yaakov bona el shivchasi vibona gam anochi mimena. That's a lo mer meyahei shalah. Because Bila had what? Had two hays. So what's the pshat? He says the footnote. One hay for herself and one hay for Rachel. Oh. So now he says, so what's the pshat in the Medrash? Ma'ekov lo kobo kel. So he says that's the pshat. Because what would it be if we would have done the hay of Avraham and then the what? And then the kuf of Yitzchak? And the bays of Yaakov. Right? From the fourth day. Right? Really what it should have been. It should have been merely the hay of Avraham, the kuf of Yitzchak, and the bays of Yaakov. And what would that spell? Kova. So that's what Bila was saying. Ma'ekov lo kobo kel. I can't curse them, because when Hashem made the degel, he didn't put the word kuf bay hay. My echo of local boil. He skipped the hay and he used the mem. And the hay was put up on top. So that's pshat in the Medrash. The Medrash says, Al tikra ba'osos el ba'osios, l'fichach omer bila, my echo of local bokel. Meaning, what do you mean local bokel? That Hashem didn't make the fourth degel with the hay of Avram. He rather used it as what? So that's what it means here. Shashem Yisbarach lo rotzal l'haske al bonav hani'imim shem shol klola. Kshehe akosuv al mapa harviz hei me'avram v'akuf mi'yitzchak v'abeiz mi'yakov haye mashmos kova, which is klola, chas v'sholom. Shem chas v'sholom lo shem klola al kein ha'yecher hei tifrach ba'avir v'amem tikosev al ha'mapa. The mem of Avraham. So that's it. So what's the idea? So the Beirach Moshe explains. So that's the fact. Al tikre ba'osos el ba'osios, and that's what the osios were. But elafichach amar hakbila ma'ekov lo kabokel, because within the osios, Hashem, when it came to the fourth mapa, he wouldn't spell out kava. So Ad Kan, the Or of Yisrael. So in the Berach Moshe, he writes, why is the Os Hay the protection? Why is the Os Hay the protection? So he says here, on page 14.
That was added to Avram.
Right. Huh? Right, so that's the protection. Right? It's not in the map, because Ma'ek, you don't want to have Kovo.
Right.
Tochel Limbo Bia Medjus Bofanacher. Shnachdim Uver Tam Shvach Badu Haisad Daika Osei Chofefes Ba'avri Lahagen Ubre Israel. For all Pimash Kosso be Yitav Lev, the Pam Shahosif Hakosh Bohol Avram Osei. Thank you, Ben Osios, Rei Shumem, Shal Avram, Kni Avram, Mora Al Geis. Avram. Rei Shumem together is no good. Ram means high up. It's a shtickle stolz. Uluma ze Osei, Mora Al Anova, Shul Hakotan, Be Mispar Milua, Mikol Hachav Beis Osios. So it's the smallest enumeration of all the osios. Hey is what? Hey, how would you spell hey?
Hey Aleph.
Hey Aleph. Six. Get any other os. Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. That's may, you know, this is the smallest numeration is the hey. The osa kalila was in this rachku, and that's why it's anova, and that was put dafka between the resh and the mem. So you shouldn't have rum. Nitan os hay be name horos ke Hashem so ne mishu rum for ohev hanamuch. That's what the Yitav Lev says. That's why, and so you see over here. So that's what the Yitav Lev says, that the hay is the os of anova, and that was placed between the resh and the mem, and that is the pshat that if you have the midah of anova. Then you have the Shechina, that's brought down, and then you have a Hatzalah. That's the biggest protection. People think, oh, I'm going to flaunt myself, I'm going to, you know, and I'm going to, and that's going to cause me success, fakert. The biggest protection is the Oshei, and it's placed between the Resh and the Mem, and it wasn't on the Mapa, and that's going to stop all the Klolos. Because people think they flaunt something, that's gonna, you know, be good for them. No, fuck yeah. So he says, "Vine kosvul guri harizal, ki midas ha'anova kocha yofa lachnia kol klipos vadinim al bnei Yisrael." He says, "The midah of anova takes away all the bad things. Ki anova ola kiminyan samoil." So, what's the counter to samoil? Samoil is what? Samach is 60 and Mem is 40. 100, so that's 100. And then Lamed Aleph is 131. And Anova is also Ayin 70 and Nun is 50 is 120. 126 and 5 is 131. Who omed zelu mazel achni luvatel kochos ha-samoel. So what's the counter to Samoel? Anova. Fiza Yuva Mibne Mahisad Eik Osei Chofefes Ba'Avri Al Bnei Yisrael Hagin Elem Latzil Mikol Ra Ki Osei Romezes Al Midas Anova Uvekoch Midazu Zochuli Lachnia Kol Hadinim Lamtikam Bechesed Uvrachamim. And that works good for Matan Torah, because Matan Torah, we have Matan Torah, we are in Har Sinai. That's the Nomuch Shebaharim. So that gives us a special... So that's why he says, Zeb Biur, page 15, Maimar Medrash. Ish al diglo ba'osos lebeis avosam, al tikri ba'osos el ba'osios, hainu she'ayu osios shal avos hakdoshim chakokim b'dugolim. Al tikri ba'osos, that the osios of the avos were on the degel. The oshei was what? Was on top. Atam b'nei she'oshei remezat mina adova, mina zukocha yofa lachnia kol, kocha sadinim haklipos, lebal yishlot aleim shum, Rachas v'sholom. V'zem esayim ha-medrash l'fichach amar bilom ma'ekov lo komo kel. כי מטעם זה עצמו לא היה בכוחו של בילום לקלל ישראל, לא היה להם שליטס כוחו של סיטרה אחרא, מאחר שהוא מזו חוגג השלוש וגולם, פשונו, and he says, and what does he say? I can't curse them because she kizani zeh shalosh regalim. And what does shalosh regalim mean? Shalosh regalim bashana. Rashi says
this is the premise to aliyah regal.
Yeah. So what's the pshat? What's the connection? Since they do aliyah regal, I can't start up with them. So he says a beautiful word burst on the Alter Rebbe, the Heilige Alter Rebbe, in the Siddur, says, what does it mean? In Musaf, we were talking before about Musaf, right? Ein anachnu cholim la'alos u'leheiros u'dishtachavos lefanecha. So I can understand la'alos u'leheiros, I can't do, because we don't have a base of mikdash. But why nishkacha? It would be mishtachavah right here. So what? Mokalar tzkivodo. So why can't I be mishtachavah without the base of mikdash? So he says like this. There's two hishtachavos. The Shtachavah Hitzonis, to bow down. So that you can do. But then the Shtachavah Pnimis. Hashav Pnimis means when in your inner self you feel subordinates yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, you can bow down anywhere physically, but to feel the Shechina and to have an inner humility, that's when you're in the Beis HaMikdash and you feel the Shechina. In other words, you can bow down physically any place in the world, but if you really want to have Hishtachaba Pnimis, that you feel subordinate internally in your being, that's only if there's a Beis HaMikdash. Ein anachnu cholim lalos la'eros, that for sure not, but l'shtachavos also not. Because the Hishtachaba is Hishtachaba Pnimis. This is the Alter Rebbe says that. So now the Berach Moshe wants to use this Alter Rebbe to explain the Chazal that Bilam says, I can't curse the Klal Yisrael because they're Chogeg Sholosh Regalim. What does that mean? Because they go up and they're Mishtachaveh B'Pnimius, so they have the Mina of Anova. So B'Meila, when we said, if someone has the Mina of Anova, then that's the counter to some oil. Because people think, oh, I'm gonna flaunt myself, I'm gonna have this, then it's gonna be successful. No, fuck, that's what the modern world says. You know, you have to advertise and you have to, you know, all these things of modern America. So the advertisement industry. But we believe you go meet a Sanova, and that will cause the Klal Yisrael to succeed. And that's what Har Sinai is all about. We become a Torah Dafka Har Sinai because we want the success of Anova to come with the Kabbalah Satorah. And the more of a Shemesh says, what's the idea of the Golem? So the idea of the Golem is that everyone has his place. On page 27. Madregazu, Omanu Yisrael Misina, Shara Malachim Nasu the Golem, Shalom Nichnas Echad Betchum Chavero, Lo Michoel Nichnas Betchum Gavriel, everyone has his place. Everyone has his Madrega. That's what the Golem are about. That Malach Michoel doesn't go to where Gavriel's supposed to be, and not where Michoel. And same thing with people. Each one has his kinyan and Torah. Each one has his makom, his kinyan, his Torah, and he doesn't have to be jealous, etc. And that's the Golem, and that's Anova. And that's Anova. And that's Torah Nitra al Har Sinai. Torah is Nitra al Har Sinai. This is Anova. And we're Mekabel Torah by Anova. And now we read Parshas Bamidbar, because Parshas Bamidbar is the Parsha of Al Tikra Beosos El Beosios. That you can't have the hay who's going to be on top, it's not going to be on the mapa, because lo kava, we want to spell out the word kava. And the hay is the smallest of the osios, and it's the idea of another, and it's also the idea of the Chazal say of tshuva, that that you know, there's an opening. If you fell down, Chazal say, on the hay, it's open on the bottom, but it's also open on the side. You can come back in. So it's anava together with the encouragement. You see, anava doesn't mean, so you should think I'm a lo yitzlachnik and I'm never going to do any good. That's not anava. Like Rav Shapta said, that's shiftless. That's not healthy. But you always have anava with a positive reinforcement that you could always climb back up. And that's the hay that has the smallest numeration. Hay Aleph. There's only six. The numerical value was six. There's no letter in all of the Aleph Beis that has such a low numerical value. It's, you know, lay low. But it's the Iker Anova, it's the Iker weapon that we have. You can see here, Rav Vick has another shot. You can take a look in the Chaim Moshe of the Medrash of putting the mem on, it's closed, it represents the Klal Yisrael, you can take a look. But this is the idea that I want to, Al Tikra Ba'osos El Ba'osios. Hay will be on top. And another is connected to Samuel. It's 131. And that's my echo of Lokobokel. Why? Because Uma Shechogege Sholosh Regalim, I can't stop them. And that's Klal Yisrael. And that's Kabbalah Satorah, Tafkan Har Sinai, Namucha. Just like the hay is the Namuch, Sinai is the Namuch. And Bez Hashem, when Kabbalah Torah, Bez Hashem, this coming week, we should have in mind these ideas, and we should have in mind Ishal Diglo, that everyone has his Makom, everyone has his own Kabbalah Satorah. You know, I always say, you know, the Lubavitcher Rebbe Paskin, that if you come to China from during Sfira, you come from China, so you should what? You should keep your own Sfira. And then you have to keep, because you're one day ahead in the Sfira. And then what do? You keep your own Sfira. And then Shavuos is going to be a day earlier. So I said, you know, I don't know if we necessarily paskin like that, but it's a good Musar Haskel, that everyone has their own sphere and their own Kabbalah Satorah. And Bez Hashem, you should be Kabbalah Torah B'toch Anova, and Bez Hashem, that will be the success. Ishal Diglob Osos, Malas HaDigolim V'Limudam. And Bez Hashem, we should all have a good Shabbos and a good Yontif. Bekabel the Torah b'toch hachno, b'toch hanova, and that should lead to simcha as well. So let me wish a good Shabbos to the Yontif of Rabbi Levi, of Yosef Katan, and Daniel Albert, and of Rabbi Levitt, and Nisano Fishman from Yerushalayim. Oh, and Harav Ezra Hagler, and Rabbi Eric Goldstein, and Ezra Hess, and Rabbi Sani Switzer, all should have a good Shabbos and a good Yontif. Kol tov.
Rosai, next week at the same time, same place.
Bez Hashem.
Okay, sounds good.
Rabbi, it fits very well with the fact that Mehdi Rukiva died between Pesach and Teres, but no comments ever said.
Yeah.
So that Bukhari is the source of the no comment.
Yeah.